coming down and the wind starting to pick up a little bit, but it's pretty heavy. I don't know how much it's going to blow. But anyway, joining me today, this morning, is Adam Krause, who's a pig farmer over in Clear Lake. And good morning, Adam.
Good morning, sir.
Congratulations on your award, Pig Farmer of Tomorrow. That's a nice award.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, you just got that at the national meeting?
Correct. Yep. Down in Kansas City, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday was our pork forum. So I got to go down there with my state and see some other awards given, and I was lucky enough to receive one of them. So.
Well, that's got to be an awful nice award going, especially at you. When did you graduate from college? 2 years ago?
2016. Yep. Okay. 2 years ago.
Yeah, and you were manager of the Little Eye, too, weren't you?
Correct. Yep.
I thought so. And your dad, Laron Krause, over there, you still farm with him?
Correct. Yep. So I'm a nursery contract grower kind of part of the day and get to help dad on the farm do whatever else is needed the other half. So works pretty well.
So were you planning to come back to school or farm then after you went to school?
So it was, my path was a little different than most, I guess, Chuck. Decided to go to a 4-year university, South Dakota State, looking to probably get a job in the industry and then maybe eventually transition home, but timing worked out very well, and I was able to sign a contract to become a contract nursery grower. So right when I graduated, May 2016, plan was set in motion well ahead of time, but I guess got to start building and working and putting together my nursery barn, and the first group went in there August of 2016, and from since then I've never looked back. So,
well, that's great. Where do your hogs go then? Your pigs?
Some of them go down to Sioux Falls there at John Morrell, and then we have a few go to Tyson at Storm Lake, Iowa, as well as JBS Swift in Worthington, Minnesota.
So do they come out of your nursery and just go right into your finishing?
Yep. Depends on, you know, wherever the barns are open within our system. But sometimes they go right down the road to my dad's barn. Sometimes they go to the neighbors, and sometimes they go to other growers as well with those finisher spaces.
Boy, it's really... biosecurity has really been something in the pork industry. How you've come a long ways in the last few years, haven't you?
That's exactly right. PED as well as PERS, they kind of spur us to do a better job and reinvent some of our protocols to get better at what we do. You're absolutely right.
Well, Adam, let's talk a little about this award. What does it consist of? What did you have to do something for it, or were you nominated?
Correct. So I applied. It was an open nomination award. I applied probably back in, don't quote me for sure, but October or November, sometime in that time frame. Was selected as a finalist and got to do a video interview with a few people from the Des Moines National Pork Board office. Including in that was the three previous Pig Farmers of Tomorrow. So that was really fun to meet those three and talk with them about their experience. So I kind of got a really good idea of what to expect there. And from then on, I was nominated as one of the top three. So I got to receive the award this past weekend here. I mean, not the past weekend, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But before that, we had to, you know, do some meeting and learn how to make that conversation with producers and consumers, as well as make our YouTube video as well. So
yeah, I was going to say that YouTube video. I watched it today. Shane Odegaard sent me the thing for it, and I watched it. It's kind of funny. He's very cute. You guys are quite important.
Oh, we do our best, I guess.
Yeah, that was kind of. It was funny. If you have a chance to watch it, please watch it. As far as how many got this award? How many get this?
Three total. So myself and two other young ladies that are currently working in Iowa on pig farms.
And I was listening to it, and one of them wasn't even from the farm.
Correct. Yep. One of them did not have an ag background. Her name is Emma Lasko. She's actually from an urban Illinois area. but went to school at Iowa State, so was kind of immersed in the pork industry, and really found a lot of people that she enjoyed working with, and they just happened to work in the pork industry. So glad she found a home for herself within our industry.
So what is this? What do you do now with this Pig Farmer of Tomorrow? Are you involved with some of the national things? Do you speak
a few things like that. So it's kind of open ended, and we're told to take it and run with it, and adjust it to however we want it to really turn out. So a few of us might take on a few more traveling opportunities compared to others, but kind of what's required of us is to use a real pig farming hashtag on social media and Snapchat, Facebook, things like that. I'm looking forward to doing a few Facebook lives, not only of my barn, but a few other aspects of the pork industry. A couple things I've got in mind. Well, one of them would be streaming live from the South Dakota Pork Booth at the South Dakota State Fair there in September.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's kind of open-ended. We're going to, as the calendar rolls through, we're going to get a few opportunities to travel here as we go. The next traveling event we have would be April 6th. We're actually going to, all three of us are able to go down to Nebraska to their state FFA convention and help put on a workshop and teach those FFA members how to better tell their story to people that, really aren't really dealing with agriculture every day.
Well, and, the pork industry has changed somewhat where you're doing a lot of contracting with growing and finishing and so on. But that's been good for the industry.
Absolutely. Yep. It certainly was a way for me to mitigate my risk and the bankers, I think appreciated a little more too with that mitigated risk, but not only, just mitigating risk. I mean, it created an opportunity for me to return home to my family farm well before I expected. So the opportunity is certainly out there.
Well, and what a way to get rid of some of this corn we do have, too, without trucking it out. So what did your dad, mom, kind of excited about that?
knowing my dad, he's pretty quiet to begin with. But my mom and dad, they both saw the video. They both sent me a text message once it was finally released live. Just said we were proud of you and look forward to, my dad especially, look forward to getting you back home here. So
yeah, how do you, so you, do you farrow then too all year round?
I do not. So I get my nursery pigs from a barn over near Lake Benton, Minnesota. And that's where our sow farm is located.
Well, I guess if you want to know how to get out and do a little things, you got Brad Greenway down there in Mitchell area. He goes, quite a few places and speak, so you got a good leader down there.
Absolutely. Yep. Brad was definitely one person I talked to before applying and just getting a few ins and outs of situations he gets into and how to make the best of those situations and have that conversation. So
I also heard Craig Anderson, he got put on elected to the national board.
Correct. Yep. South Dakota had a great showing of leadership down there. Steve Romerheim is our vice president of a board, and he's likely to maybe become president here down and when we do our election down at World Pork Expo. But Craig Anderson was elected down the spot. Jim Petrick was now on the nominating committee. South Dakota had two Lois Britt Memorial Scholarship winners, so that was a great deal. So no, great. Great showing from the leadership within South Dakota.
I know Shane Odegaard called me and said, Chuck, we had a good day down at the national meeting, and it sounds like it. And I guess I want to say congratulations to you again, Adam. You're a tremendous young man growing up, and we need guys like you in this ag industry and one that are totally have it in their heart. And I think that's what we need in agriculture. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, Adam, good luck. And I guess anytime you want to give us an update on what's happening in with your Pig Farmer of Tomorrow, give us a call.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Adam. And that's Adam Krause over in...